Monday morning with Sailing Sydney. We are filming this episode, 52 Marketing Ideas. And guess what they decided to do? They want me to hang me up here. And well, I'm losing balance, but still a lot of fun. But I decided to do the episode down there. But I thought this would be something different for you guys. So stay tuned. Give me 1 second for me to come down and we will continue with the marketing idea for this week. Okay, I am back down here on solid ground rather than being floated and hanging up there, thanks to Graham, one of the directors of Sailing Sydney. Well, Graham, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And thanks for putting me up there.
We'll put you back up there afterwards.
Thanks. So, for the 52 marketing ideas for this week, what we want to share with you for this episode is actually utilizing social media. And in particular, what we want to talk about is Facebook. Now, everyone talks about Facebook, and a lot of businesses try to get a lot of likes on Facebook, but you really need to have a strategy behind that. And one of the ideas that we want to share for this episode is actually running Facebook competition. Now, with a business like this, where you know you're by the beautiful Sydney Harbour, I would imagine a lot of your clients will take photos while they're selling, right? So photos are very powerful. What do they say? You know, a picture tells 1,000 words, right? So imagine you run a competition while all these people are taking photos of the great time that they're having with you guys, is they actually post it on their Facebook. But what you get them to do is you get them to tag your business page on it so that their content shows up on your business page. And then with the competition is the photos with the most amount of likes, comments, and share over a period of time gets a chance to win something, right? So the power in a competition like this is that when those people that are your customer on the boat, they post on their Facebook, their friends tend to be in similar demographic. So therefore, they will be your potential customers. So it's about getting your brand out there to your potential customers. And user-generated content is extremely powerful, right? So we have seen many businesses that has done something similar that has been extremely successful. One that came to mind is, for example, Lexus. Right, they use Facebook extremely well, they run competitions really well. So, you know, so that is the idea for this particular episode. But what's really important is that you communicate this competition very clearly. So you might want to have it on your website. But also, because they're taking photos on the boat, you might have print materials, or you might have information that is on the boat. So, and obviously, word of mouth, you can communicate it to the people on the boat, right? So so that's the idea for this particular episode. So Graham, have you guys done something similar to this or thought of something like that?
We haven't done anything like this, but we've been thinking about how we can use Facebook, and I think this is a great idea. On the boats, the people who come out, I guess, have a great time, and they're always taking photos. And this is a great way, I think, to, like you say, reach the same demographic through an interesting campaign. So we're going to try it out. And Lisa has promised me it's going to work. If it doesn't work, she's back in the chair, and she's going back up there for the rest of the day.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so, Graham, we always invite our guests to share the joke at the end of the episode. So what's the joke that you want to share with our audience?
Our joke that I want to share with the audience is you sitting halfway up our mast. If it doesn't work, we're going to put Lisa right at the very top of the mast and leave her there for a whole morning. But it won't be as nice a day as this.
So are you saying that I became the joke for this episode?
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness. Look what I have to put up with to share marketing ideas with you guys. Anyway, we hope that you've enjoyed this episode. And Graham, thank you so much for having us. We had a ball and looking forward to continue working with you guys.
Oh, absolutely. And thanks for being such a great sport.
Cheers.
Thank you.